We come back today to the study of the life of Samuel. Samuel is a great person to study in the Bible. In the Old Testament, his life is detailed, unlike any other prophet up until the time of Samuel. We have a lot of information about his life, and he has a lot of interesting stories that are full of truth. And I do believe that every story in the Bible has a purpose, and every scripture has a purpose. We may not know what it is, and we have to ask God to show us and show that to us. And I believe that about the stories in the book of Samuel. Some of them are very interesting. Some of them are very colorful, but they do teach us about God's truth. Samuel's life is given to us in a lot of detail. He's the first prophet of the Old Testament whose life is kind of spelled out from birth to death. And so we know a lot about him. Also, Samuel's life represents a transition in the Bible from one time period to another. There was the period of the judges that followed the Israelite people coming into the Promised Land. You had Moses, then you had Joshua, and then you have 16 judges that rule over Israel kind of loosely for about 300 to 350 years, and Samuel is at the end of that, because after Samuel comes the transition to the kings of Israel. So Samuel represents kind of two parts of the Old Testament, the judges of Israel, and then also as you move into the time of the coming of the kings to Israel. Samuel would be the last judge, and he ruled for a long time. And all throughout Samuel's life are examples of character that we can learn from. This morning I want to speak to you primarily about the character of Samuel and what we know about him, both in his early days, mostly in his early days, but there's a lot about the character of Samuel that we would come to later in Samuel's life. Samuel put into practice many moral values that we can learn from. They're good reminders to us of some basic character issues that God desires in His people. I mean, they're just some simple, basic things about character that we see in Samuel. And when I read the stories and I read the descriptions in the first three or four chapters, they just kind of come out at me of, this is the character of Samuel, and we can learn from the character of Samuel. Well, the first thing that we really know about Samuel is we understand that the development of his faith happened at the very beginning of his life. And we read a few weeks ago about his mother Hannah and her amazing faith and how she cried out to God out of her anguish that she did not have a child, and she prayed that God would give her a son. She said, "If God, if you give me a son, I will give him back to serve the Lord all the days of his life." And so Samuel was born into that promise. And she kept her promise, and she brought Samuel at an early age when he was weaned to the tabernacle to Eli, and said, "I bring him and present him to the Lord." And from that day on, Samuel became a minister in the house of the Lord, both as a prophet and as a priest. God used him in an amazing way, but it started at a very early age. This is one example in the Bible where we see the faith of a parent being transferred into the faith of a child. We know that every person makes a choice and decision about their faith, but we also know how important it is, the influence of the parents. And we're reminded of Proverbs chapter 22 that says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This is an important verse in the Bible. It's a verse that parents should take to heart, and grandparents, and all those that love children, that God calls us to do our very best to train up our children in the way that God calls us to. We know that sometimes children turn away from the Lord, but the promise is very real. And the pledge of God is that when we raise up our children, that God will use that later in their lives. Well, we see in Samuel's life an early beginning to him loving the Lord. The character, I believe, that Samuel shows us throughout his life, not only his character, but his tender heart at a young age and his teachable spirit, the obedience that came to him at an early age, I believe came about because of the influence of his mother. And it's recorded of Samuel somewhere when he was between the age of about 3 and 6. 3 is when his mother probably brought him to the temple, and or not 3 and 6, 3 and 12. And about 12 years old is when Samuel heard the story and the vision of the Lord. But somewhere along the line, we read these words about Samuel. And 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, it says, "The boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with God and man." That's quite a verse. That's quite a telling of this young boy's life. He continued to grow up, but he also grew in his relationship with God and his relationship with other people. You may kind of recognize that verse. There's one other verse in the Bible that describes someone very similarly, and it's in the Gospel of Luke, where Luke records of Jesus. Luke chapter 2 says, "Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man." And so it says of Samuel, and the boy continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and men. That just shows you what a fine young man Samuel must have been. So today, let's look at Samuel's character. If you want to follow along in your Bible, turn, if you would, to Samuel chapter 3, and I'm going to read at verse 19. Samuel chapter 3, verse 19. "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word." The first quality that I want to talk about that I see in Samuel's life, and it's something that we see throughout his life, is the teachable spirit that Samuel had. He was a good listener. So the first word that I want you to think about this morning, about who Samuel was and about his developing character and how important it is in your life and my life to be close to God, is that we have a listening spirit to the voice of God, that we are able to listen and seek God speaking to our hearts. The truth is, God will speak to your heart and your life what you need if you have a teachable spirit. If you have the kind of spirit that says, "God, I give you the authority in my life to speak to me about issues in my life that you know that I need to hear from you," if you give God that authority in your life, He will. The Holy Spirit promises to do that. Samuel seems to be an example of a young boy who was teachable. And then as a young man, he was teachable. And probably as an old man, he was teachable. Another quality that I think about Samuel is that he had a humble spirit. He was always willing to hear what God said to him. God was able to teach Samuel because he had an open and a listening spirit. He was open to being instructed and led by God's Spirit. Another way to say it is, it seems like in Samuel's life that for Samuel, God was in charge of his life. God had control. God had the authority in Samuel's life to speak to him about any issue that he had. You know, sometimes we go through life and we hit some rough places and we kind of get maybe a scab, or we kind of get a hard covering over something in our lives, and we don't seem as teachable. We don't seem as able to listen and seek God's Spirit about it. But Samuel had that ability to seek God and ask God to show him all along the way. We have to be on guard against losing a teachable spirit. In life's problems and pressures, we can lose having a humble spirit and a spirit that gives God authority in our lives. Sometime very early in Samuel's life, I mean, it happened apparently way back there when he was a little boy, he decided that God was in charge. He settled the question that God would have authority over everything in his life. And so when he encountered big questions, he already made the decision, "I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. I'm going to seek the name of the Lord and listen to Him." And because he settled that question, God was able to use him. God was able to speak to him and through him and to the people of Israel. Samuel became a vessel available for God's use. He became a great man because he was teachable by God's Spirit. He was able to listen. Another quality of the character of Samuel that I see is his faithful service. I notice that there's three times in these verses leading up to this passage that I read this morning that we read of how Samuel was ministering before the Lord. It says in chapter 3, verse 1, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli in those days. Back in chapter 2, we also read where Samuel was ministering before the Lord. In another place, the same thing. The truth was, Samuel had a servanthood heart, and he was available to be used by God wherever God called him to be. Day in and day out, year in and year out, Samuel had this attitude of serving. He served God wherever God sent him to be. Samuel served the Lord, and that helped to build his character. You know, serving other people with an attitude that God wants us to have builds character. When we are serving Christ and we're serving people from a heart of love, then as we do that, it develops an attitude in us that is acceptable to the Lord and pleasing to the Lord. Samuel served both God and Eli. He had a servanthood heart. I also see in Samuel, not only did he have an attitude of servant, of serving, and being available to God, but I also see in Samuel that he had a kind spirit. The reason that I say that is, you remember when God told young Samuel, he was probably about 12 years old, he told Samuel that he was going to bring judgment on Eli's house. He also told Samuel that he was going to raise Samuel up to be a great prophet. Neither of these things went to Samuel's head. It says that he went to bed that night. When he got up, he was reluctant to tell Eli the message of the Lord. It says that he was afraid. But I also see in that the attitude of Samuel, that he was not quick to bring bad news to Eli. He cared deeply about people, and he showed it to people throughout Israel. He always had an attitude, a humbled attitude, a humble spirit in the midst of whatever the news was going on. You look at chapter 3, verse 15, it says, Samuel lay down until the morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called him and said, Samuel, my son. Then Eli said to Samuel, Samuel, you have to tell me. Tell me what the Lord said and don't spare a single word. And then we see emerging from Samuel what seems to me to be one of the strongest elements of Samuel's character. Samuel told Eli the whole story. He told him exactly what God had said to him. And we find within Samuel a pattern, the beginning of a pattern that will be that way the rest of his life, is Samuel always told the truth. He was truthful. And everything about Samuel's ministry from that day forward, we see in this story, is that he's a man of truthfulness. To me, that's probably one of the most impressive qualities about Samuel is his honesty, and God used that in a mighty way. Every time Samuel opened his mouth and spoke for the Lord, the people knew that it was exactly what God had said. And so Samuel lived a life of honesty. He spoke truthfully. Samuel spoke honestly in the good times and the hard times, when the news was good and the news was difficult. He spoke the truth to the king. He spoke the truth to the people, even when if he thought that if he did tell the truth, that the king may want to take his life. Samuel stood up for what was right. He stood up to evil. He delivered God's words, and he never wavered from the truth. Samuel's character, part of his character that sticks out to me is that he always told God's words. He never minced the words, but he told him exactly what God told him to do, both the judgment of God and the mercy of God. He always spoke the truth. God's words were important to Samuel. Whatever God said to him were so important to him that he wanted to get them right. He wanted to know the word of the Lord, and he wanted to reflect the word of the Lord. Samuel treasured God's words. They were very valuable to him. We read earlier at the beginning of the service from Psalm chapter 19, and those psalms about the beauty of the word of the Lord and the laws of the Lord and the commandments of the Lord and how right they are. And the psalmist just has this picture of how God's word is what we really need. We need to hear not just the black and white on the page, but the Spirit of God who makes it relevant to our lives and speaks to us. And Samuel had this love for the words of God. Even before they were written down, He loved to hear what God had to say. He wanted to hear them and he wanted to communicate. They were valuable. They were insightful. They were precious. And he held them very closely to his heart. Samuel valued the words of the Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Samuel had an honoring of God's word that because he held them so tightly, they were so effective when he spoke them. God was close to Samuel, and Samuel was close to God. You look at verse 21, it says, the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word, and Samuel's word came to all of Israel. Shiloh was a special place. Shiloh was kind of like the first place where they built where they put the tabernacle in a permanent form, and it was like the first capital of Israel, and that represented the glory and the presence of the Lord and the Ark of the Covenant, and people came to Shiloh to seek God's Spirit, and they just knew that God's presence was there. And so we read that Samuel just kept coming back to Shiloh. Why did he come to Shiloh? Because he wanted to hear from the Lord. He wanted to hear what God had to say to him. He was hungry for that. And it was there that God revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And the words of God were so meaningful to him. In verse 19, you look at the results of how deeply Samuel honored the words of the Lord. Verse 19 says, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. The words of God were so special to him that they were like these great treasures. And we don't think of words as treasures, but they were so close to the heart of God that every time that Samuel spoke, people knew it was from God. It came out of him. The words of the Lord came out of Samuel because he treasured so deeply the truth of God. There's something powerful and amazing in the life of Samuel because he treasured God's word that much. He treasured it, and when he spoke it, it says that God let none of his words fall to the ground. That's a beautiful verse. I love that description. He let none of his words fall to the ground. There was this closeness between God and between Samuel. There was a connection. Samuel felt close to God because he could hear God's heartbeat. He could hear what God wanted and God thought and what God was saying. And he became that intermediary between an awesome, infinite, holy God and between the people. And the people knew that too. The people knew that Samuel loved God's truth so much that he would always tell them the truth and deliver it. In other words, Samuel developed a reputation. He developed a reputation that was priceless. His character was known. He was consistent. I'm reminded of how important our reputation is. For Samuel, his reputation was that he spoke the words of God. He was a man of truth. He didn't waver. He didn't compromise. He spoke God's truth. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1 says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. You know how important reputation is. Samuel's life is a picture, an example of a man with a godly reputation. The people around him, all the people around him knew that he was from the Lord. Truly, Samuel lived an amazing life, and God used him in a mighty way. See, way back there, Samuel decided who he was going to be. He decided how he was going to live. He decided that he was going to give to God the authority in his life. And everything about Samuel just points to God's in charge. God's in charge. And when God's in charge, then God can speak through us and to the people around us. God used him in a mighty way. His character was godly and his influence was lasting. In Samuel was fulfilled the words of the Lord in chapter 2, verse 35. This is what God had said about Samuel long before he called him. He says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. Think of that description of Samuel. Samuel did what was according to God's heart and mind. Samuel knew the heart of God. He knew the mind of God. I mean, God spoke to him, and he was so close to God that Samuel understood what God wanted. Samuel understood what God wanted for his people. Their relationship was that close. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. Samuel has many things from his character that get our attention, but his closeness to God, that he desired to be close to the Word of God, stands out as a trait and a quality that is very strong. Would you stand together as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the life of Samuel. I thank you for the example that we see in just looking at his character and, Lord, how he handled himself. I thank you, God, that he chose very early to listen to the Lord and to have a teachable spirit. I'm reminded of how important it is that we be teachable every day of our lives as Christians, and that we say in our hearts, Holy Spirit, you can speak to me, you can change me, you can change anything inside of me that you choose to. I thank you for that life of Samuel. I thank you for the example of his truthfulness and how much he loved the Word of the Lord and how he sought the Word of the Lord and he sought to communicate that to the people. I pray, God, that you would help us to love and embrace your Word and your truth and highly value it. Lord God, I pray that we would have the kind of character that people would see as honest, Lord, and having a heart after you. I pray that we would learn from Samuel's life and from the stories, and God, it will help us to be have more influence that you desire that we would have, I pray. I thank you today for the life of Samuel, in Jesus' name. I'm going to invite you to sing with me that chorus again before we go today. Very simple. Debbie led us earlier. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I'd like to invite you today to sing this chorus as your prayer and your offering to the Lord, that you saying, God, speak to me through your word. May it lead me. May it guide me. Would you sing it with me, please? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I want to say thank you today for being here. Thank you for coming. I pray that God would help you to have a heart and a life of character, and that you seek His Spirit with all that you are. If you value God's Word and God's truth, He can work in every situation of your life. He can help you where you need it if you give it to Him and you trust Him with that. Thank you for being here today. God bless. Have a great afternoon.